goes by the pseudonym Bo Snerdly.
It's time for the Soul of Excellence.
He is a radio host at 77 WABC here in New York.
The Rush Hour is on the air.
Rush.
Now here's Bo Snerdly
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
Welcome indeed to your Tuesday Rush Hour on this January 31st, 1 month of the new year already gone, 11 more to go. The year is passing by quickly, isn't it? Already. If you'd like to be part of today's program, 800-848-WABC is the number to call, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. There are so many stories that have something to do about race. I mean, if I had my way, one day I'd just look at the news and spend the same amount of time with the news that I do every day, which is a lot. And race wouldn't be mentioned once. That is the kind of world that I want to live in. And one day, as a country, as a people, as a world, hopefully we will arrive at that place where one day we can all just pick up the news and race won't even be mentioned. But for now, it is. And there's a lot of race stuff in the news today. There is a story, a guest essay in the Nueva York Times today. Ron DeSantis wants to erase black history. Why? And I cannot tell you, my first reaction was profanity. The person that wrote this is Janie Nelson, the president and director, legal counsel of the Legal Defense Fund. If Ms. Nelson had just done her homework like a good lawyer should, she should realize that what is at stake here in terms of black history, this one AP course, so advanced course, that has been scrutinized, is that it has some CRT and some, and I use the word in quotes from the news story, some queer ideology stuff in it that violates the woke rules. This is in no way an attack on quote-unquote black history. The real attacks on black history, on American history, are coming from the left. There's news today, people are trying to get a Hulu boycotted because apparently there's Hulu has embraced the 1619 project in some manner or fashion. And so in Florida, there is a Stop Woke campaign. Okay, leftists have taken over the educational system. And in Florida, at least the governor of that state has decided that they're going to do a full frontal take back of the educational system from these raging leftists that teach everyone that America is such a horrible nation, that black people are the perpetual victims of America, and try to present a more balanced view of it. And then you get articles with headlines like this: Ron DeSantis wants to erase black history. It's utter garbage. It's utter bull. It's utter crap. And it's not intellectually honest. You know, today, I was on Twitter earlier, and there was a, somebody had sent up a Whoopi Goldberg. Let me see if I can find it real quick while I'm speaking with you. Someone had sent up a Whoopi Goldberg supposed tweet, and it was saying that Whoopi Goldberg, it was whatever it was. Let me see if I can find it really quick. Yeah. It said, I won't mention the person that said it. It says, Whoopi Goldberg just disgracefully said on The View that white people need to get beaten to death, end quotes, before anything is done about the police. And that is not at all what she said. She wondered if it would take white people being beaten in order to get people to respond differently to the police. And then she says, and I'm not advocating for that. That's not what I'm saying. This is the kind of crap that people do that is so intellectually dishonest. And I am sensitive to this stuff because it's one thing to take what somebody actually says, and if it's offensive, then drawing offense to it. But to try to create some of the left does this all the time to us. I was sitting down for 30 years. I saw them take something very innocent that Rush would say that was maybe provocative thought, but turn it into a scandal. And nobody said in the mainstream press said, hey, wait a minute, that's not what he actually said. And one thing about the right, we don't need to do this same thing. You don't like somebody, okay, you don't like them. But you don't have to twist what people say in order to come up with a slanted take on it that meets your agenda. It's intellectually dishonest. And so, no, I don't like that sort of thing. I don't like it when the left does it. I don't like it when the right does it. I don't like when anybody does it. Just be honest. And there are plenty. The left, they say enough things. Oh, we don't have to lie about what they say. All you have to do is repeat what they say. And you'll find enough, if you're out looking to get people irate, you'll find enough fodder there. Mr. DeSantis, Stop Woke Law relegates the study of experience of black people to a prohibited category. It does not. All it's saying is that you leftists are not going to sit up with this nonsense called critical race theory. The canceling of any student's access to accurate, truthful education. That's the problem. What you leftists have been offering is not accurate, nor is it truthful. That reflects their diverse identities and that of their country should chill every American. Not only do these laws offend First Amendment freedoms of speech and expression. No, they don't. Offend anything. They lay down a curriculum in schools, and all states have the power to do that. She says this woman from this fund says that it the anti-woke law also violates principles of equal protection. Well, good, take it to court. You're in the legal defense fund, take it to court. Let's see if you're right, or let's see whether the state legislature in Florida and the governor in Florida have a right to actually decide what happens in their schools. This disturbing pattern of silencing black voices. Only black voices in America that get silenced are that of black conservatives. And if you want to talk about silenced voices, you people are all over the place. You woke liberals with this nonsense. Oh, yeah, Joy Reid is back at it. I rarely call her name because I don't even want to bring her any attention, but she's got something else in the news out there today. That's just typical Joy Reid-ish. And then there's this story. I love this story. I love, love, love this story. Biden supporter, Stephen Curry, moves to block low-income housing near his $30 million mansion. NBA superstar Stephen Curry, who publicly endorsed Joe Biden for president in 2020, is opposing low-income housing development near his $30 million mansion. According to local news report, we hesitate to add to the not in our backyard rhetoric, but we wanted to send a note before today's meeting. This is something that he and his wife, a letter they sent to officials in his town of Atherton. Safety and privacy for us and our kids continues to be our top priority and one of the biggest reasons we chose Atherton as a home. And they petitioned the local government to build fencing and shrubbery around their home to protect their family from the watchful eyes if they couldn't block the low-income housing from coming in. Today we asked the town commits to investing in considerably taller fencing and landscaping to block sight lines onto our family's property. This is just classically rich. Steve Curry, NBA super duper duper star, out there in liberal California doesn't want the low-income people to be able to gaze upon his $30 million mansion. He and his wife want the city, if you can't keep these mm-mms out of the neighborhood, if you can't keep these mm-mms out of the neighborhood, at least you could build a wall. Build a wall and make sure it has some shrubbery around it too. Build a wall and keep those people, keep those mm-mms from seeing my house. You know, think twice about this. Let's build a wall. He's the team captain of the Golden State Warriors. How's that for equity and diversity, eh? Build a wall. First of all, he and his wife don't want these mm-mms in their neighborhood at all. Keep the mm-mms in their own neighborhood. Don't let them mingle with us good people, because we're concerned about privacy and safety for our kids. Now, what is he saying about the mm-mms? He's saying that the mm-mms are criminals. They're going to threaten his safety. Is he saying that the mm-mms are a bunch of peeping Toms? They're going to be staring into his children's bedrooms or his bedroom? What exactly is he saying here? We don't want these people near us because of safety and privacy issues. We don't want the mm-mms looking at our mansion. So if you have to put the mm-mms in our neighborhood, which we don't like, I mean, we moved here so that we could be away from the mm-mms. And so now you're putting the mm-mms in our neighborhood. Well, the least you could do is build a wall, maybe even a moat, do something so that we don't have to look at the mm-mms. We don't want to see those people. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Proud supporter of Joe Biden. Build a wall. Build a wall. Build a wall. That brings us to a good pick for our first bumper music today, Jason. Let's pull out Fortress Around My Heart by Sting. And let's use that going in and out. Build a wall. I want to keep my fortress. I don't want to see any of those mm-mms, those poor people. I don't want to see any of those low-income people in my neighborhood. And I don't want my children's safety compromised by those mm-mms. Keep them out, or build a wall, or both. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurdly, here with you. It's our Tuesday Rush Hour if you want to be part of the program. And even mm-mms can call. If you're an mm-mm and you want to call, 800-848-WABC, 800-848-9222. Build that wall. Build that wall. Siege guns are being pounded through the night. Build that wall. Took a day to build a city. Build the wall. We walk through its streets in the afternoon. I don't want to see those people. As I returned across the fields I'd known, I recognized the walls that I'd made. Keep those mm-mms out of my neighborhood.
How to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Rush.
It's the Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
James Golden with you here on WABC. Talk Radio 77. It is our Tuesday Rush Hour. Remember, catch it night after the show today.
Under the ruins of a walled city, crumbling towers.
We covered this yesterday. It's still in the news. Migrants continue, illegal immigrants continue to camp out in front of the Hell's Kitchen Hotel in Manhattan that they were asked to leave. These are a bunch of single men. Eric Adams and crew wanted to ship them over to Brooklyn. And they're like, oh, no, no, amigo. They ain't going to Brooklyn. We're staying right here in Manhattan. Who are we supposed to, how are we supposed to find dates in Brooklyn? So they're camped out in front of the hotel. A bunch of asylum seekers. They wanted to move them over to the Brooklyn Cruise Terminal. And they're like, no way, amigo. I'm not going there. We like Manhattan. Yeah, who said beggars have to be choosy? Okay, or shouldn't be choosy. Okay, and then there's this story from Cook. Hey, Scott, you like chicken wings?
I do.
Yeah. Let me ask Jennifer. Where's Jennifer? You haven't spoken today at all, Jennifer. What's the matter? You're not in a good mood, Jennifer?
No, I'm in a good mood. I'm just busy.
Okay. You like chicken wings, Jennifer?
I do.
Yeah. Okay. How about you, Jason? You like chicken wings?
I love them. But what do you get? Buffalo sauce and some ranch.
Oh, okay. Good. Well.
Oh, is this the story I sent you?
Yes, it is.
I liked the story. It made me laugh.
I was like,
I hope you pick this one. We need something to make us laugh, so.
This comes from Illinois. Jennifer found this for us. Bond was set at $150,000 for a Dalton woman accused of stealing over $1.5 million worth of food, primarily chicken wings, while working as a consultant in the South Suburban Cook County School District. She was at Vera Lydell 66, started working as the Director of Food Services for Harvey School District 152 in July 2020. Between July and February, this woman placed hundreds of unauthorized orders for food items, including 11,000 cases. 11,000 cases of chicken wings.
This story makes me never want to eat chicken.
Through the school's district main supplier, Gordon Food Service. Those orders, prosecutors say, were placed separately from the orders from the school. During the height of COVID, when students were not allowed to be physically present in school, this woman was ordering up 11,000 cases of chicken wings, and nobody thought to say, the kids are not at school. Who's eating all these chicken wings? Even though the children were out at home because the teachers, remember what was going on in Chicago. The Chicago teachers refused to show up. And they were like, we're not showing up no matter what. Even when they had orders to come back to school in Chicago. Remember this. They weren't going to show back up. They're like, oh, hell no. We're not going back to school. But the school district continued to provide meals that their families could pick up. So the food service company, I guess, thought, Well, these kids must like chicken wings. Everybody likes chicken wings. So when this woman started ordering 11,000 cases of chicken wings, nobody said anything. The food was never brought to school, never provided to students. Nobody knows who ate all the chicken wings. But somebody likes chicken. A whole lot. She is charged with felony theft and continued financial crimes and a continuing financial crimes enterprise. Currently in Cook County Jail.
Where they're not giving her chicken wings.
Yeah. But I have, this should be a TV mystery. Where are the chicken wings? What happened to the stolen chicken wings? 11,000 cases of them. Okay. Joy Reid, I mentioned earlier, you can find this story at thedailybs.com. That's my website for news. You can also find it at americanwirenews.com. Joy Reid's race baiting takes on the Tyre Nichols beating death. She says of the death, this, I don't have to go through the whole story. Here's her comment. This death is just as American as apple pie. So that's it. It's just, this is America. These beatings are as American as apple pie. Now, speaking of Tyre Nichols, there are other developments today. Three EMTs were fired. We mentioned a few days ago that these people came and stood around while he was still on the ground for about 20 minutes. Did nothing to come to his aid after he was beaten to a pulp. And two other police officers have been disciplined. So it's a total now of seven, I think, police officers, three EMT workers. And we don't know yet where this case is. And the Democrats, of course, have invited the parents to Biden's State of the Union so that they can exploit them and make a spectacle of themselves. There's another story today from Fox News about Tyre Nichols. The Memphis police gave him 71 commands within a 13-minute period. 71 different commands, some of them contradictory commands, in that 13 minutes. And of course, then I guess that was a justification. He's not following these commands, why they beat the man to death. I don't know. I'm just saying it's apparently. Oh, here's another story from Chicago. An elderly Chicago man was badly injured during a brazing broad daylight home invasion. But he fought off a pair of the criminals who forced their way into his northwest side residence, shot one of them in the chest. He's 80 years old. Knocked on the door, answered the door. Man and a woman forced their way inside without permission, assaulted him badly. During the struggle, this 80-year-old man pulled out his firearm, brought it into the threat, opened fire on them, hit the male suspect in the chest. The female was not injured. The duo fled the premises. But he suffered injuries. Both of the criminals are in custody. They showed up at the hospital. The male criminal is in bad shape. George Santos says he is not going to be on any committees, doesn't want to be on any committees. That's not going to stop Democrats from going after him or the Republicans. In New York, a random overnight robbery spree. Throughout three of the five boroughs here, Queens, Brooklyn, Manhattan came to an end when the robbers were crossed in a white minivan crossing the White Stone Bridge over from Queens into the Bronx. Police nabbed them. They're probably out on the streets by now if you follow the way that New York prosecutors do business. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurdly. It's our Tuesday Rush Hour. Enjoy your chicken wings, coming back right after this.
Like a fool, I went and stayed too long. I'm wondering if your love's still strong. Ooh, baby, here I am, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
WABC. Crown jewel of American radio. David Broly brings us back. Let's dance on WABC.
Put on your red shoes and dance the blues.
Let's dance
to the song playing on the radio.
The nation's highest paid teachers, well, some of the nation's highest paid teachers, are shutting down schools in Massachusetts. Teachers of a Massachusetts school district are striking for a second day over higher pay. That comes from Boston 25 News. The story's at the Daily BS today. Woburn Public School District canceled classes for a second day. Teachers are striking. They want a 14.75% raise increase for paraprofessionals. And they also want smaller class sizes. They want more pay for teaching less students. They already average $88,000 a year. For teaching, not enough. Mo money. We mentioned to you yesterday the California reparations thing is still heating up. Fox News today has the totals. I'm going to ask everybody to guess. Because I like that. Let's see where you are. This is like the prices, you know, the prices highly exorbitant. Let's start with you, Scott. What do you think the total so far from everything you've heard, the total damage that in terms of taxpayer dollars, wealth taxes, et cetera, the total amount comes to that the California folks want in reparations?
Well, the last number I heard was $5 million.
Yes, but total, how much will it cost the state?
So $5 million per person, right? So,
yeah.
Boy, that would be into the, I would think that would be in the trillions, so.
Yeah, pick a number.
$10 trillion.
Okay, $10 trillion. All right, Jennifer, how much money, total, reparations, just California?
I don't know. I guess it has to be in the trillions also.
Mm-hmm. So pick a trillions.
$15 trillion.
Okay. I will tell you, we so far we have one over and one under. Let's go to Jason.
Wait a minute. You can't give it.
I'm giving clues.
At first I was going to say a billion, but since you're saying trillion, maybe I'm going to go with $10 trillion.
We've got two unders and one slightly over. Jennifer was closest.
Woo!
Jennifer said, magic answer, $15 trillion. The total amount of reparations dough that the California folks are demanding, $14 trillion in reparations. $14 trillion they want you to hand over to them. $14 trillion.
If I didn't go first, if I didn't go second in this, I would have said probably a couple hundred thousand, so.
Yeah. Right. Okay, and they're going to tax. They want wealth tax. They want mansion taxes. They want, and some people are saying, and by the way, we should also take charitable contributions. So they want, you know. Yeah.
So if you're not black and you live in California, you should probably get out now.
No, you shouldn't, because they're never going to fork over this money. See, this is what... Go ahead, what?
And there was that article that said that even if you don't live in California and you're moving out, you still got to pay taxes.
Right.
Whoa,
Scott. He says he doesn't know how he's going to do that.
Oh, come on. California's not going to tax.
It's not just California. There are now a bunch of Democrat states that are joining together so that if you move out of the state, they're coming up. I will have to dig up this article. I had it in the stack last week. I'll dig it back up. And they formed a consortium so that if you dare move from a high tax state into a lower tax state, they're going to follow you and get the money from you anyway. Yep. I'm telling you, these people never stop. So you can move out of California all you want to. You're still going to have to pay your reparations. But I continue to say, I can't wait till this blows up. Because there's no way that this is... Folks, come on. Do you really think in anybody's wildest imaginations that they're going to... The state of California is going to say... Right now, they're broke again. Right now, they're having budget issues again. And that was supposed to never happen because they had already said, oh, we tax people. It doesn't matter. We're California.
They just had a huge surplus.
It's gone. It's gone. The surplus is gone. And now they're worried about how we're going to tax people just to get their regular budget back together. And now these folks are coming up and saying we want $14 trillion in new taxes for reparations money. And we want our money now. I cannot wait. Because now the public appetite out there has been whetted. You have all these people thinking, oh, yeah, our ship is about to come into port. And when that ship turns around and does a U-turn and goes back out to sea, I cannot wait to see the reaction from folks in California and around the country.
Just do it at this point. Just do it. We'll see how it works.
They're not going to do it.
All right. They'll do something. They'll be like, well, you know, well, we couldn't do the 5 million, so we're just going to give them X amount. Because that's really all we can do at this time. But we'll kick the can down the road so we can keep having this conversation and keep, you know, angering everyone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Come on in. Yeah. Come. That's right. Come on in. Don't worry about it. It's all good. Love the smile on your face. Come on in. Yeah. Okay, now, California.
She just gave me a sweet note. Do you want to hear it?
Yes, I do.
Apparently, one of my teachers from my high school heard me on air with you and wanted to say hi.
That's very lovely.
I know.
You must have been a star student.
I was. I was an honor student. Look where it got me.
Yeah, figures. You know, you studied really hard, I bet, in school.
Yeah.
You just wanted to... I did. I was a studier.
All the more reason you have to pay reparations.
Oh, gosh.
You had a good education from good teachers who remember you even now. And you better fork over your share of the money.
Okay.
Yeah, Sarah, you're going to have to pay, too. Did anybody ever tell you that, Sarah? Sarah, you're coming in late to this conversation. Go, Sarah. Sarah is the beautiful Sarah, who looks like she could be a fashion model. I'm sorry, we still notice women's looks. Just like Jen is very pretty. Sarah is very pretty.
Thank you.
Very nice, more important, and very smart and very nice.
That's
Sarah,
sad.
But you haven't been part of our reparations discussion. Do you realize that you owe people money, Sarah?
Oh, I do. I
yeah,
know
you
that.
Do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
who?
You do. You owe black people money.
Oh, I've heard this before.
Every black person in America, you owe them money, and you're going to have to pay. In California, every black person is supposed to be getting now $5 million apiece. And you're responsible for the part of, well, you're not from, but, oh, yeah, and it's spreading around the country. You're going to have to pay your fair share.
Who's going to pay me?
For what?
For being
white.
You're
privileged. You're privileged. No one's going to pay you. You have to pay. Don't you understand the new America? Everyone is a victim except for you.
Help me, I'm poor.
Thank you, Sarah. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly. Thank you. Sarah. James Golden, a.k.a. Snurly, here with you on WABC Talk Radio 77. We are coming back. Your calls are coming straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rush Hour is on the air. Attention, Ditto Heads. Attention, Bo Scouts.
Rush.
On the Red Apple Podcast Network.
WABC Talk Radio 77 in New York. Welcome. It's our Tuesday edition of Post Nerdly's Rush Hour. Spandau Ballet brings us back. True. In California, we are going to get to your calls right now. A few seconds, don't go away. In California,
so true.
The courts are ruling against the Democrat plan to shut doctors up. Democrats last year passed legislation empowering the state's medical board to discipline doctors who are licensed in the state who, quote unquote, disseminate misinformation. This is to shut them up on COVID, right? This is to make them follow the line. Well, the courts are now ruling, the case is in the courts. And the courts are ruling, a federal judge last week, it has enjoined the state from following through with this. You can't punish doctors because you say, state or Democrats, that they're providing misinformation. This goes right to the vaccines. It goes right to COVID and the Democrats' unbelievable stance. And it's not just Democrats, in all fairness, that unless you toe the line on what they say is legitimate information, you're going to be punished by losing your medical license. So right on, right on in the courts. Let's go to the phones. Max in Manhattan, you're up first. How are you, Max? Well, we got the boom, boom, boom from Max. Not there. Let us go to Angela in Long Island. How are you, Angela?
Would love to hear you.
Thank you.
My blood's boiling a little bit at this moment because, number one, reparations. Excuse me, not to, you know, be mean, but California was not a slave state. So, therefore, I don't see who they have to pay reparations to.
Okay, let me just answer you because they have been, people have mentioned this. And you know what they said? We don't have to be a slave state. Black people in California have been oppressed all this time with housing, with lack of good education, with lack of prosperity, et cetera, et cetera. And so that's what the reparations are for. It's not for slavery. It's for mistreatment. Go ahead.
Well, then I think the Democrats should be paying for that because they stifle the education of the inner cities. And that's the way they want it because they want them uneducated and not knowing what their rights are and what they can do with the value of the Constitution behind them. And in addition to that, they also had all of those years where, I forget the name of it, but you know what I'm talking about, where they were able to get jobs more easily. They were chosen more easily.
Oh, you're talking about affirmative action?
Affirmative action, yes.
Well, but let me ask you a question. Do you know who started the affirmative action business into law? Do you know who it was? I'll tell you, and this may come as a surprise to people. It was Richard Nixon. You know, Richard Nixon, not only affirmative action. If you look at the EPA, Richard Nixon. If you look at OSHA, Nixon. For all Richard Nixon was, Richard Nixon, and I'm not down on Richard Nixon. I think Richard Nixon was one of the most amazing presidents we've ever had. But Richard Nixon was a big government guy.
Mm-hmm. But also, he did follow a lot of the Constitution.
Yes, he did.
He was very
in certain
persecuted.
Ways.
He was
and he,
extremely
yes.
persecuted by the media.
Richard Nixon was the model. They were out to get him, and they got him. And ever since then, that's when we entered into this impeachment craze that we're still in because of their hatred, their utter hatred for Richard Nixon, which is what they have for every Republican president. But Nixon was their successful model on how they could chase him out of office. Angela, you're wonderful. Thank you for the call. Andrew and Stanhope, time's running out. What's on your mind?
Life. Excellent point. Democrats also, they were the party of slavery and Jim Crow, so why aren't they paying reparations? And then the New Deal, you know, that took the followers out of the home. But on a lighthearted Friday, to keep it light, now you made me have a crush on the producer, Jen, and the call screener, because of all your glowing praise. But
They're gorgeous, and you're too old.
Too old, so. But I'm still handsome. Like, you're handsome, too. You look like a guitar player. You look like Niles Rogers. Is that right? The guitar player?
Niles Rogers. Cool. Well, thank you. I'm sure Niles would disagree with that. He's much better looking than I am. But, hey, thank you for the call. We appreciate you. Okay, very quickly, because time is running out. When I say 30 seconds, Ernst, I mean 30 seconds. Make your point.
Okay.
Ernst, upstate New York. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to share with you very quickly. I'm pretty sure you're familiar with the Bronx Plaza Hotel on 101st Street in the Bronx.
What about it?
Okay. Well, my wife and I were married about 50 years ago at that same year. And we had done, our first apartment was on 160.
Okay. You know what? Time is running out and this is taking more than 30 seconds. So I'm going to ask you to call us tomorrow and I'll try to get to you. I'll see your call up there. I'll get to you earlier because time is running out. I only had really 30 seconds. So. But call us back tomorrow. And everyone that we didn't get to today, just give us a call tomorrow. We're here all during the weekend on Saturdays. Time's up for today's Boston Air Loose Rush Hour. Remember, Cats at Night up next. If you choose, and please choose, get that WABC app and keep it with you all day long. May God bless and protect each and every single one of you and your families. We'll be back tomorrow, God willing, and see you then. Bye.
James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly.
Rush
on the Red Apple Podcast Network.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.